I'm Stacey Dohan-Lane with Visit Cape, here with your weekly rundown of what's happening in Cape Girardeau. Looking for a quick cabin fever busting getaway? We've got you covered with the weekend full of local wine and beer, performing arts, fine dining, and more, so you can shake off those winter blues in Cape Girardeau and escape from the ordinary for a little while. Saturday morning, head to downtown Cape Girardeau for a cup of coffee and take a walk along the mighty Mississippi at Riverfront Park. If the weather's nice, don't miss the Mississippi River Tales mural on the town side of the flood wall, where storyboard panels spell out the story of Cape Girardeau's history, while the mural panels really bring it to life. Swing by local boutiques while you're downtown and grab lunch. A visit to Chris Museum showcases life along the river over the years and has on display the Beckwith Collection, one of the largest collections of unbroken Native American pottery in North America. After your morning in downtown Cape, head to a local winery to see what Southeast Missouri's vineyards are all about. Indulge in a meal you'll remember for a long time at one of Cape Girardeau's fine dining restaurants. And after dinner, take in a show at the River Campus. Spring Into Dance is coming up. Sleep in Sunday morning and grab brunch. On your way out of town, a visit to Bollinger Mill State Historic Site and Covered Bridge is well worth the 25-minute drive northwest of Cape Girardeau. I hope your weekend in Cape Girardeau makes the rest of winter a little more tolerable. Come back and see us anytime. Get the full scoop on all of these events and more at visitcape.com/events. I'm Stacey Dohan-Lane, and thank you for joining us for All About Cape.